Nolte, Disney pulls Superwoke Willow series from Disney Plus to save money. By John Nolte on May 19, 2023. The groomers and child abusers at Disney are already pulling the Superwoke Willow series from Disney Plus to save money. This expensive and highly publicized eight-part sequel to the 1988 film concluded its run a mere 4 months ago in mid-January. Numerous shows are set to leave Disney Plus and Hulu next week, among the most prominent of them being Willow, which wrapped up its run less than 6 months ago. First reported by Deadline, the move will see more than two dozen shows leave the streaming services as part of broader cost-cutting measures by Disney. So why would removing Woke Willow from its streaming service save Disney money? To begin with, apparently, there are certain tax benefits, or write-downs, if an asset is removed from public consumption. There can also be licensing fees and residuals. But if hardly anyone is watching the show and you're paying out residual checks for the few people who are watching, it's hardly worth the trouble. Streaming companies like Disney see no value in leaving everything up to stream forever. If the content is not popular and doesn't attract or retain subscribers, it's not worth the bother, costs, and bookkeeping. Disney can also dump Woke Willow on Pluto or free TV and make a little ad revenue. What we do know is that Woke Willow was apparently so rejected by its target audience that it's already a financial liability. Another loser from franchise killer Kathleen Kennedy, see, Wars, star in Jones, Indiana. Gee, does this mean we're not getting a Woke Willow Season 2 like we were promised? Gee, does this mean adding queerness as the core of a series aimed at small children might not have been a smart financial move? Woke Willow was unquestionably one more Disney attempt to destroy the innocence of small children by prematurely exposing them to adult sexuality, including homosexuality. No decent person does this, but as we all know, the people who work at Disney are indecent groomers. Here's an excerpt from an interview with the show's executive producer. Polygon, how did a queer relationship come to be the core of this show? When did it enter the process and was there any pushback? Jonathan Kasdan, there was no pushback. What's interesting is, I hope and I believe we're at a moment where you're going to see a paradigm shift in that. And hopefully, the way that it's gonna happen is that these kinds of queer stories, particularly like this one, that were just organic to the narrative we were telling, find their way in, and it becomes less of a surprising and unusual thing to see. This is an open attempt on Disney's part to groom your child, to interfere and manipulate their natural sexual evolution. Disney wants to have sex with your kids. There is no other explanation, sorry. Disney is demonic, but it's heartening to discover this repulsive and evil behavior is costing them money. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.